At the Hy-Vee grocery store in Columbia, just past the produce aisle, in between the sushi and deli counters, are glass doors marked with the words Market Grill. Inside, it's happy hour. There's music playing and TVs showing sports. 30-year-old Rob Hunt grabs a booth with his friend and opens the menu featuring half-off appetizers.
We've been coming almost every Wednesday this summer for our after-work beer.
All of the ingredients for the menu come from the store. They're cooked in the kitchen and served here. Hunt says the variety of food, the local craft beer on tap, and ultimately the price are a big draw.
You can't get $2 pints of beer anywhere else. And that's honestly like the biggest thing. We tried a couple other places this summer and they were fun, but it's just cheaper here.
We just thought it was the next natural step to add restaurants that have, you know, a full service bar.
Jeremy Gosh is an executive vice president with Hy-Vee.
You know, a seating area apart from the store, different ambiance, different lighting, different atmosphere, different sound, different music, full service.
The trend of adding supermarket restaurants, sometimes called grocerants, falls in line with the uptick in prepared store meals, which drove $10 billion in sales last year, according to research firm the NPD Group. Jeremy Gosh says people are looking for more options in prepared foods, and the traditional center of the store, with cans of beans and boxes of cereal, has had to make room.
I think as you look long term and we continue to roll out into existing stores, you know, some food service updates and expansion, especially on meals to go for consumption at home, I think you'll see a little bit of that compression.
A large part of this shift is thanks to millennials, who are more likely to dine out than other generations. Millennials surveyed by financial services firm Morgan Stanley were 10% more likely to have eaten out in the past week. Today, grocerants are hiring Culinary Institute of America graduates as chefs and featuring seasonal menus, just like downtown restaurants.
From a food safety standpoint, they're very similar.
Adam Inman is with the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Food Safety Program. He says state inspectors have expanded their evaluation of grocery stores since the upswing in grocerants. Officials take food temperatures and inspect storage and cleanliness, all to prevent foodborne illnesses like E. coli, Salmonella, and Listeria.
It's added some complexity and some length. It just takes longer to look at a more complex operation like a full-service grocery store that also does food service.
Food industry analyst Phil Lempert says that when it comes to food safety, supermarkets have a lot of consumer trust, which bodes well for grocerants and appeals to millennials who have typically patronized fast casual joints, places that have had recent food safety struggles.
It's really been a lot of the restaurants like Chipotle that doesn't have, you know, the same kind of controls that supermarkets do across that whole supply chain.
Indeed, millennials are also turning away from slumping restaurant chains like Chili's or Applebee's, which plans to close up to 60 locations this year, in favor of what they deem fresher and a better value. That's forcing some chains to look toward grocery stores as potential partners. Think of Starbucks and Caribou Coffee kiosks in grocery stores. Except in this case, Wolfgang Puck wants his cafe to become the in-house restaurant.
Now these restaurateurs want their space in the supermarket as well because they know that it's more convenient for people, it's more of a one-stop shop, and it's hurting their traditional restaurants.
Phil Lempert says the next step may be to add home meal delivery options. Food marketers are looking at the Amazon purchase of Whole Foods and seeing the addition of more grocerants and also home deliveries of groceries and dinner together. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.